And good evening, and welcome to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Bill Lutchman-Smith, your host for this evening's edition, and our topic this evening is the Zollner Arts Center 2016-2017 season, and tonight we will be covering just the 2016 part, i.e. the fall part going up to Christmas. And I am joined in the studio by Deb Zacharakis, Artistic Director, and Andy Cassano, Administrative Director. I hesitated for a moment there. Welcome, both of you. Thank you, and thank you for coming back into the DIY studios.
Thanks
a lot. We're great to be here.
It's our pleasure.
Okay, welcome. So tell us just a little bit about each of your roles at Zollner Arts Center.
Well, I'm the Artistic Director of Zollner Arts Center, working primarily with the Guest Artist Series. So in my job, I have the pleasure of booking about 20 professional performers a year, including the gala artists. And this year, our gala artist, premier gala artist, will be Vanessa Williams. But in addition to booking the guest artist shows, the actual performances, my office arranges for pre-show events that happen in the center before the show, so about an hour before the show. You can come and enjoy a lecture or a lobby performance. And in addition, we have school shows affiliated with some of the performances. This coming season, there are actually three school shows. In the fall, our school show is connected with a performance of Gravity and Other Myths. That's a acrobatic ensemble from Australia. But the next day at 10 a.m. after the public performance, they will be doing a show for school children throughout the Lehigh Valley. And also I arrange for master classes in connection with the guest artist series. So that's to parlay the resource, to extend it. So we have a dance master class and an acrobatic master class and that kind of thing.
So basically extension into the community, both into the schools and the general public who are interested and qualified to participate in the master classes.
Exactly.
Yeah, excellent. And Andy?
So what I had the pleasure of doing is when Deborah walks into my office and says the four most dangerous words in the English language, I have an idea. It's my distinct pleasure to try to figure out how to make those ideas really happen. And between the two of us, looking at all the marketing, the fundraising, the operations, the how everything sort of weaves itself together at the Art Center, not just in the programming, but everything that comes through the Art Center falls into my job. In addition to the guest artist series, I'm sure many of your listeners know that the Art Center actually hosts, presents, and produces we're now close to 280 events a year, and that's just not music and theater department programs. That's lectures that are held not just by the campus but also by our community partners. There's a lot of people who use the Art Center over the period of the year, which we are absolutely very proud of, and everything that we can do to make the Art Center a better part of the artistic community as well as the Lehigh and Bethlehem and Lehigh Valley community falls to me.
It's a great center. It's a great place to see performances. And in addition to being a top-notch facility, we have an amazing crew. So it's a nice place to be, a nice place to see a show.
Yeah, I can certainly vouch for that. And not only your own shows, occasionally, I guess, under your auspices, Andy, you have other presenters make use of the theater as well on occasion, right?
Oh, we do. Not only do we have some great local partnerships with the Bach Choir of Bethlehem and the Ballet Guild of the Lehigh Valley and the Pennsylvania Youth Theater, but there are also, from time to time, there are also national presenters that come through that hear the acoustics of the hall and, like Deborah said, meet the crew and the staff and see that, we're not just a great place to host an event, but we have great people working at that event, too. So we get a lot of use from a lot of different people.
Okay, let's get on to talking about the events. And this is the 20th anniversary of the opening of Zollner. I remember it well, that very first day. In fact, I vividly remember the opening night with a absolutely magnificent duo performance of the jazz pianist Chick Corea with the jazz vibes player Gary Burton. Crystal Silence, I think, was the name of the concert, and it was magnificent, and it certainly showcased the acoustics of the place. But Deb, you have been the artistic director since Zalna began, and even from the predecessor before Zalna Center actually was opened. But tell us one or two of your highlights.
Well, first of all, let me tell you that I'm very impressed with your memory. That's quite incredible. And also, it was a remarkable concert. It was part of the grand opening. We inaugurated, we had inaugural performances, and the day that you were there for Chick Corea, it was the opening to the general public. But Chick Corea was actually there previously in came back again in 2005 with his Touchstone project, and one of my favorite concerts is when he came back in 2009 with Lenny White and Stanley Clarke.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had performances by Queen Latifah, which I remember very fondly. That was in 2008, and David Byrne actually performed in our space. I think some of the things that I remember most fondly are pieces that we commissioned. We had we were instrumental in actually the creation of new work, and Jay O'Callaghan, a fabulous storyteller, wrote a piece called Pouring the Sun. We did a ballet called Small Steps, Tiny Revolutions, created a whole ballet, and Lehigh University and Zollner commissioned the ballet score and hosted the premiere performances. And we also did a premiere of a piece by Michael Milligan. He wrote a one-act play called Side Effects. So in addition to the presentation of art, we're involved in the actual creation of it. Of course, that's from the professional guest artist series, but you know personally that we have a lot of great artists who teach there, and so composition and creation is part of the life of the center.
Right, and giving them an outlet, giving the Lehigh University Music Department staff a public outlet, a superb public forum for their works and new compositions, etc. You mentioned David Byrne, we're going to get on to, there's a connection there, but we'll hit that as we get to it. Andy, you haven't been there that long, so you haven't got too many recollections over that period, so why don't we get on to the program you have coming up, because there's a lot of stuff to cover here. Your season opener is on Saturday, September 10th, featuring some amazing tap dancing, and that's far too brief a description, Rhythmic Circus. Tell us more about that.
So Rhythmic Circus is a company from Minneapolis. Four amazing tap dancers. Ricky Milan is the artistic director. It's Nick Bowen, Kalina Miller, and Galen Higby are absolutely phenomenal. And the tapping creates certainly a wonderful percussive component to a musical. It's added to a musical component. There are seven instrumental musicians. And Aaron... his nickname is Heatbox, who is a beatbox performer. And the combination is absolutely thrilling. It's so filled with energy and enthusiasm. Without a doubt, it is a great way to kick off the season, and that's on September 10th.
Okay, so the foot percussion is an integral part of the music there, right?
Yeah, I really would encourage you to come out. If nothing else, it will inspire you to perhaps take a little tap dance lesson now and then.
All right. And there's quite a New Orleans-style brass. A lot of the music is heavy brass band-influenced music, right?
Yeah, it is. But it's also it's certainly reminiscent of brass band, but without doubt, it's rock and roll.
Ah, okay. Wow, that sounds like fun. Let's move on. You've got the big 2016 gala featuring Vanessa Williams. Tell us some more about that one.
So on October the 8th, we are so fortunate to have another penultimate star of not only the stage, but also the screen, both the little screen and the big screen, as well as music. Vanessa Williams has a multifaceted career, which is one of the things that we try to do when we look at a person for trying to bring into the gala, somebody who's at the top of their game, who has made a mark on their art form that's almost made the art form unique to themselves, and or somebody who has just been able to work through the performing arts in every way and reach the pinnacle of their career in whatever they do. And certainly Vanessa Williams, who's been in television shows like Ugly Betty and Desperate Housewives, who's been on film ranging from movies like Shaft and Eraser to being on musicals from Into the Woods and Kiss of the Spider Woman, and also making the top 40s in R&B and in her own form of music, from Dreamin' to Running Back to You. She was the featured singer on a Disney film, Pocahontas of Colors of the Wind, and of course her big piece that everybody knows, Save the Best for Last. She's going to deliver a marvelous performance with a small band and some backup singers that are coming to the Art Center. And, you know, even though we call it the Zollner Art Center Gala, it's a performance that is a public performance for everybody to come out and not only celebrate the arts, but also help the Art Center raise money for its own operation and all of the educational and community engagement support that the Art Center does every year. So when you're buying a ticket to the show, you're not just buying a ticket to a fantastic concert, but you're also making a contribution that goes back to help the community as well.
Sounds like it'll be an interesting night. And the music she'll be doing, will it be largely, she started off as largely R&B, soul, and she got into some hip-hop, she got into some jazz, some Latin-influenced music as well. Any idea of the type of music she'll be covering, she'll be performing that night?
I think it'll be a little bit of all of that.
The whole scope?
Right.
Okay. And, of course, you didn't mention she was the first Black Miss America back in 1984, right?
Absolutely. She made certainly a landmark event back then.
Right, and was a musician before that and reverted back to music. And then, as you mentioned, all the theater accomplishments and the small screen, the big screen. Will there be anything shown of any snippets of her films and as well as the concert?
For the gala, no, but there will be a lot of great audience watching, because I'm sure Ms. Williams will knock us out with not only her voice, but also her beauty. But everybody dresses up, so it'll be a fun time. And as Andy said, you can come out for the concert, and there's a post-show reception. So put on your sparklies, put on your tux, and come out and join us for a good time.
Okay, let's move on. Start Making Sense. We mentioned David Byrne earlier. Start Making Sense, the nationally known and Lehigh Valley-based tribute band, but I don't think that says enough, but a tribute band to David Byrne. You have them performing?
Well, you know, I have to say that I'm really impressed. The band, first of all, the Lehigh Valley has an amazing amount of really top-notch musicians, and certainly some of them are in this group, including John Brown, John Fadem.
Jim Fadem, who was here in the studio, performing live in the studio last Tuesday with
killer
us.
Killer guitarist.
Yep.
Jesse Braun, you know, and we're really looking forward to having them. It's a kind of collaboration. They came to us with this great idea of recreating Jonathan Demme's, I think it was an award-winning film. It was made in 1984. It was literally a concert film of a David Byrne concert. And so Start Making Sense is going to do a faithful recreation of the entirety of that concert, including, I understand, some video footage of the film. And the audience is welcome to come and enjoy the concert, which includes, you know, those iconic songs like Psycho Killer and Burning Down the House. So we're really looking forward to having them in the hall and having the concert Start Making Sense will offer. And that's on Saturday, September 17th, and the curtain is at 8 p.m.
All right. Are you giving a discount to people who are the original David Byrne concert if they can produce their
ticket
stubs?
Oh, if they can produce a ticket, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That would be fun for people who were at David Byrne's performance in that same venue.
I hope our box office people won't come after me.
Well, I'm sure they're all listening to this broadcast and making the necessary arrangements.
All right, good.
Okay, classical music, and not exactly conventional classical music either. The Dali Quartet, they're coming up.
Well, yes, and so the Dali Quartet is going to be performing at Zollner on Saturday, October the 1st.
Yep.
The interesting thing about, well, one of the interesting things about this is the format. It's one of our cabaret performances. That means that the Dali Quartet is going to be on stage, naturally, but so too will the audience be on stage. And there is a dinner served beforehand, and then the Dali Quartet takes the stage. I think one of the most interesting things about this quartet is it's made up of people from Latin countries, Cuba, and we have a local connection with our Dominic Salerni, who is Paul Salerni, who's in Lehigh's faculty.
Yep.
It's his son. But the also, I will tell you that the repertory will be largely Latin. Carlos Gardel, Paquito de Rivera from Cuba, Hitor Villa-Lobos from Brazil, and Juan Batista Plata from Venezuela. And there actually is one of the players, Carlos Rubio, is from Venezuela. So I think the people who come, you can come enjoy dinner. Come enjoy this wonderful classical Latin performance by a wonderful quartet.
That sounds really nice. Yeah, nice different take on often the European base of classical.
It's music of the Americas.
Yep. Okay, we are going, we're getting a bit behind time here. So let's quickly talk about Sewell. Cyril Aimé, you have her coming back. She was with you a couple of years ago. Her star has been absolutely in the ascendant since you put her on 2 years ago. I noticed she's been rated the fifth ranked in the Downbeat Critics poll of female jazz vocalists, way above some really well-known names. So glad to see you have her back.
Well, thank you. She knocked the socks off of our audience when she was here the last time. In a duet format with Diego Figueiredo. Now she's coming back with a trio. I think it reflects some of the music that is on her new album. I understand you have a
I have it queued up, ready. So
give your audience a little taste of Cyril and Me.
With no further delay. Let's take a listen to a little bit of Cyril Aimé from her latest album, Let's Get Lost.
Live alone and like it, free as the birds in the trees, high above the briars. Live alone and like it, doing whatever you please. When your heart desires, free to hang around or fly at any old time. No equivocation, most of all, no guarantees. That can be your motto, free of obligation.
WDIY is pleased to partner with the Pennsylvania Symphonia Orchestra presenting Valley Vivaldi, Sunday, August 21st, 7:30 p.m. at Wesley Church in Bethlehem. Program highlights include soloist Simone Maurer on violin, Rainer Beckmann playing the recorder, and Mary Ogletree on violin with works by Bieber, Sammartini, Vivaldi, and Johann Sebastian Bach. For more information, 610-434-7811 or pasymphonia.org.
we went into that break listening to Cyril Aimé from her latest CD. And we had a little bit of the track Live Alone and Like It from her album Let's Get Lost, her latest album. And we came back out of that break listening to Bill Warfield's Hell's Kitchen Funk Orchestra. And they will be performing as part of the music department series, right?
Yeah, the music department has just got some amazing talent on the faculty. And, you know, Eugene Abulescu is going to be having the symphony perform Mahler's huge Sixth Symphony later in the year. Stephen Sammons and Sun Min Lee are going to be having a great performance featuring the women of the university as well. And on top of that, we've got an amazing jazz director in Bill Warfield. And the Hell's Kitchen Funk Orchestra is a group of professionals that he wanted to put together, not only to work with in New York, but also to bring them to the Lehigh Valley and to work with the students as well. And the Hell's Kitchen Funk Orchestra is doing a performance on September the 24th with a lot of new compositions and arrangements that Bill is doing. And you got a little taste of them and how great a sound they make. And they're coming, they'll be at Zollner a couple of times, but their first performance is on the 24th. And then a little bit later in the month, on November the 12th, the LU Jazz Rep Orchestra is going to be doing a performance with the great saxophonist Lou Marini, which, if anybody has seen the Blues Brothers, he is the saxophonist who is so prominently featured throughout the movie. But, I mean, this guy has performed with everybody, from Blood, Sweat, and Tears to Aerosmith to Jimmy Buffett to Carly Simon. Just one of the penultimate jazz saxophonists who is going to make an appearance with the LU Jazz Rep Orchestra on November the 12th.
Okay, so I think we've covered pretty much what's happening musically. We only have about 3 minutes left, so we're going to talk quickly about some of the highlights of the theatre, dance, and the literary arts series happening. Deb, do you want to start off? Let's talk about the theatre Fame you have coming up and Journey to Oz, right?
Right. So Fame is on Friday, October 14th, and that is a stage show actually based on the hit musical film. And which also was a TV show. So that, and I want to be certain to mention that the Department of Theater has two plays this coming semester, Bad Jews and Molière's wild, yes, crazy play Tartuffe. And we have a couple great circuses that I want to be sure to mention. In September, Cirque Alois, the wonderful circus company from Quebec, is coming back with a piece called Saloon that celebrates America's Wild West, which actually has live music played throughout the incredible performance. And we also have an amazing acrobatic company from Australia. It's called Gravity and Other Myths. And there will actually be some seating on stage. You can get up front and personal with the circus performers. So that is some of the theatricals we have, in addition to an opera. We have the Academy of Vocal Arts coming back with Rigoletto.
Wow. And one last thing to mention in the notation series for our public media audience, I'm sure they'll be pleased to hear Tavis Smiley will be appearing.
Well, Tavis Smiley is a wonderful commentator, and he has his, I think he has his hand or fingers on the pulse of the nation. He has wonderful books that talk about, that present people who are at the fore of various disciplines and various issues, so he will be sharing some of that on Friday, September the 30th. And I would just like to also mention that we have the great poet Nikki Giovanni coming on Thursday, October the 20th. So those two luminaries, literary luminaries, are part of the notation series.
Okay, loads and loads of things happening. We skimmed over a lot of them. Where can people get more information and ticketing information?
The best place to go is, of course, our website, which is www.zollnerartcenter.org.
Okay, and everything's there, ticketing and information. So I encourage you to go there because there's a lot more information. And of course, you have your nice brochures that are around and can be picked up at the theater also, right?
Absolutely. You can also see some great videos and snippets of all the music and videos and get a little taste of everything that we're doing.
Okay, and you're beginning next, we've covered the fall, you begin the winter season in January. You have the great trumpet player, young trumpet player, Bria Skomberg.
She's very young and extremely talented. It's pretty amazing to watch this young woman play. She not only plays killer trumpet, but she's also a doggone good vocalist, too.
Yep, okay.
So that'll be another cabaret performance. It'll be a great evening.
Okay, so check out the date of that in January. Deb and Andy, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for being here. We'll talk with you again in January about the second half of the season.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you so much. Time now for At the Movies.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Director Justin Lin, who directed 4 Fast and Furious movies, keeps the action fast and furious in Star Trek Beyond. Director Justin Lin emphasizes action at the expense of interaction between Captain Kirk, a solid Chris Pine who looks remarkably like William Shatner, Commander Spock, a fine Zachary Quinto who looks remarkably like the late Leonard Nimoy, Dr. Bones McCoy, an excellent Carl Urban, Lieutenant Uhura, a fine Zoe Saldana, Montgomery Scotty Scott, hilarious Simon Pegg, Sulu, a solid John Cho, Chekhov, the excellent and late lamented Anton Yelchin, and newbie Jayla, played by Sophia Boutella. The fault in Star Trek Beyond is in the sequel's screenplay by Simon Pegg and Doug Young. Young wrote the screenplay for Confidence. The screenplay is based, of course, on Gene Roddenberry's TV series. There are contributions by Roberto Orci, who wrote the screenplays for The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Star Trek Into Darkness, Cowboys and Aliens, Star Trek, Transformers, and Mission Impossible. And there's contributions by Patrick McKay and John D. Payne, both in their feature film screenplay debuts. If it sounds like a lot of cooks in the Star Trek galley, you're right. Star Trek Beyond, with back-to-back and often incoherent space chases, attacks, explosions, and one-on-one martial arts fights, has a nemesis named Krall, played by Idris Elba, unrecognizable and with an electronically altered voice. His motive is introduced too late in the storyline. Star Trek Beyond was seen in the IMAX 3D format. It's unnecessary for the few scenes that really stand out. Star Trek Beyond, released on the 50th anniversary of the original Star Trek TV series, is filled with enough insider references, trivia, and tributes to please the most ardent Trekkie. However, for this fanboy, Star Trek Beyond doesn't go beyond the routine space opera. Star Trek Beyond is MPAA rated PG-13 for sequences of science fiction action and violence. Opening August 19 are Ben-Hur. Timur Bekmambetov directs Jack Houston, Toby Kebbell, Rodrigo Santoro, and Nazanin Bunyadi in the history drama adventure film epic about Judah Ben-Hur, played by Jack Houston, a prince accused of treason by an adopted brother who is an officer in the Roman army. After many years at sea, Judah goes back to his homeland seeking revenge, but finding redemption. War Dogs. Todd Phillips directs Miles Teller, Bradley Cooper, Ana de Armas, and Jonah Hill in the comedy drama based on a true story about young entrepreneurs David Packers and Ephraim Devorley, who won a $300 million contract from the Pentagon to arm United States allies in Afghanistan. Kubo and the Two Strings. Travis Knight directs the voice talents of Charlize Theron, Art Parkinson, Ralph Fiennes, and George Takei in the animation fantasy film about a young boy named Kubo who must find a magical suit of armor to defeat a vengeful spirit. Lo and behold, Reveries of the Connected World. Werner Herzog directs the documentary, which includes interviews with Lawrence Krauss, Kevin Mitnick, Elon Musk, Lucian Wachowicz about the Internet. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.
And that concludes Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. Time right now, just after 6:30 p.m. And time for Take Charge of Your Life.
Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control